With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Bees are enjoying their days in the sun on a clean energy farm in southern Oregon. The Eagle Point Solar Farm outside Medford is the largest solar apiary in the country, incorporating designs that benefit pollinators. It's home to 48 bee colonies interspersed among solar panels, and they're generating enough energy to power somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,100 farms and homes in the area annually. Rob Davis directs the Center for Pollinators and Energy and said it's not just a potted plant out in the corner of a 40-acre field.
It does obviously recognize that these are managed landscapes and that the site is first and foremost an energy generation facility. But within that context, there are significant ways to manage the vegetation so that it's incrementally and meaningfully beneficial to honeybees and all the native pollinators and wildlife.
John Jacobs, the owner of Old Soul Apiaries, and said bees and other pollinators face immense pressures right now, and in some cases dying off at catastrophic rates. He says one issue on farms, of course, is the use of pesticides.
A lot of the crops we get paid to go to are sprayed, and while it's a good income for commercial beekeepers, the downside is it places a significant amount of stress on honeybee colonies. So these are places where we can take our bees to help their overall health and to recover from their pollination duties.
And he says it all boils down to healthy hives helping surrounding farms. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.